Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
Hello, wonderful humans, and welcome to the Embodied Conference. So you will notice that we are running in the Zoom webinar format. So apart from the people who want to join at the session and be seen by the presenter, I ask you to raise an electric hand so you can be seen by our tech host. The rest of you will not be visible on the screen, unlike the normal, normal meeting format. But you will be able to communicate with the presenter using the Q&A and the chat. So this session is recorded. And as you know, recording will be available for you for the next 48 hours for free. And you are more than welcome to purchase it later through the portal. So we still don't have the sponsor video available, but our sponsor is Rafe Kelly. And you will have his Evolve Move Play link in the chat so you can see what it's all about. And we are opening the Martial and Healing Arts channel with a presentation by Lara Kolesar, who has been exploring and creating new ways to support the body and translate its intelligence through touch, breath, and movement for the last 25 years. She has developed the Kolesar Body Knowledge Method and the Art of Ecstatic Touch. Lara combines the experience in Pilates, Gyrotronic, Anatomy, Massage, Dance, Embodied Sensuality, and Personal Development to remind people of their body's transformative wisdom. So Lara, please.
Yes, thank you. Hello, everybody. So say hi in the chat so I know that you are here and that you all are ready to go. I'd love to see your hellos and maybe where you're from. Hello from Berlin, London, Belgium, Vancouver. Yes, oh my God, it's moving so fast. Cincinnati, Liverpool, Minnesota, Sweden, woo! Spain, Brooklyn, Jerusalem, California, Ireland, Alabama, Arizona, Istanbul, Ethiopia, holy moly, Sastuk, oh my, Calgary, India, Paraguay, Poland, and Mexico. Well, hello, everybody. I am just so thrilled to be here with all of you and to be one of the first presenters here on this channel. My whole body is just like pulsing. I have like heat all in my body. And I am so excited to be here with all of your bodies, even though we're doing this through this like interesting format of internet, the magic carpet of the internet. I really want to be able to bring you into some embodied connection on this call, it's not a call, it's this webinar, yes. And so as you heard, I am an embodiment facilitator and I like to also call myself a body whisperer. And I use touch and movement to support people in getting more connected to their bodies. And over the past, you know, it's been over 25 years that I've been doing body work. I found that I was looking for some more engagement in what was happening with my work, in the sense that people were coming to me and like depositing their bodies at my hands and wanting to be done to. And I found that there was something missing in the conversation, that there was something missing, that embodiment is a lot, is so much about responsiveness. And so my whole exploration around becoming embodied is tapping into our responsive nature. So when I titled this this presentation, Harnessing Biological Impulses to Fuel More Conscious Embodiment, I did so because I, for one thing, it was a little cheeky. I wanted to, it's like my, the part of me that wants all of you to think like, I know what I'm talking about, by giving it like this scientific technology sounding title. But really, it really speaks truth around the amazing tool that we are in our bodies, that this way that we can respond to life comes through the nervous system. And let's see, I have some photos that I wanted to share, and I know I sent them to, so I wanted to see, where are those photos there, Enko?
You can ask the tech host to
okay, host, yes. So there were some of my photos. I wasn't too sure how to well, anyway, I'll just keep going, because since I am the first, I'm also the one that's going to be the guinea pig for my crew here, my tech people, because they asked me to, you know, if I want to share any photos, that to upload them, and now they're uploaded, but I'm not too sure how to share them with you.
Yes, here they are.
Oh, well, let's see here. Okay, let's see. I wanted to go back. It's out of my control. Yes. Yes. Well, what I wanted to show you was the amazing nervous system that we are. Yeah, that first one, if you can get the first one. Okay, here we go. So here is our nervous system. This is our nervous system that is taken out, right? It's been displayed, and obviously it's very, it's flattened out in its dimension. But how amazing that this is how we sense and receive information in the world, right? So it's both how we receive, but also how we then express outward, to give feedback to our muscles and to our joints to be able to move through space. And so when I look at this, I really see like almost like a sea creature, right? This is like, you know, a sea creature, or there's so many elements in nature that you might see here. And I wanted to show it to you because I wanted you to just get a sense of like, can you visualize that in your own body? Can you visualize your, you know, the spinal cord up to your brain, and these branches that come out of the spinal cord, and you see how many branches there are that go to your arms and to your legs, how like intricate it is. And not only does this send information from the brain out, but it's also how we receive information. So it's highly, it's like the body we have is, it makes me think of like these super, like the superhuman aspect of our superpower is to really receive information. And you can take off that slide now. Let's see, so I can come back. Yeah. And I'm curious, what is that like for everybody to see that image? You can put that in the chat. When you see the image of, oh yeah, a new message is coming in. Let's see, beauty. That is amazing, mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. Cool, makes sense. What electrifying, yes. It is electrifying. We're made out of this amazing electrical light, consciousness at a different level. It's like roots of a tree, yes, but inverted. Fascinating. Like a silver web. It seems to go beyond the body, yes. And in fact, we are capable of feeling beyond our bodies. And so this is one thing that intricate, yes, innocent. Oh, that's that just touches me, the innocence. Because we do, we have so much, you know, we've been trained to contain and manage our responsiveness, our expression. I mean, how many of you remember your first days at school and you're told to sit still, right? And that to keep from responding, like we don't have the capacity to really like move to say, wow, ooh, ah, make sounds when we're being given all this information. And so I think that so much of our challenges with how we are in our lives, especially in our physicality, in our expression of who we are, is about suppression. And in fact, Gabor Mate, who's going to be one of the panelists, I think on the main stage, he wrote a book about when the body says no and talks about that. So much of autoimmune diseases and disconnects like that, like pain, chronic pain, has to do with emotional suppression in the body. And that suppression creates a kind of numbness, a kind of trapped energy in our tissues, as well as it creates a trapped expression of who we are. And then we end up relying on trying to find out who we are from the outside, as opposed to letting this natural feedback loop, which is in all of nature, the natural feedback loop that to be free to express itself. So, yes, I'm gonna just reading here. Yes, we are taught to associate responding to our own inner impulses with shame. Yes. So this is the thing, is that we've been trained from a young age. So we have to be compassionate with ourselves around our containment, around this sensitivity that we have. Because even though we're trapped in our suppression, I found that it doesn't work just to like all of a sudden get cathartic, right? And just go, okay, well, let me just go big. Because what happens, our nervous system gets overwhelmed by too muchness, right? We have our nervous systems are very sensitive and refined. So we have to find the dial, the knob on our self-expression. So when I was working with bodies and I was discovering how can I support people in feeling, in connecting to where they're held and blocked in their bodies, I started to have a dialogue open up with them. And the challenge was, is how do you find a dialogue that keeps them in their bodies and not bringing them too much into their thinking minds, right? So how do we take that amazing capacity for us to process information and bring it to the presence of our bodies? And what I found was that there were two modes, right? So we have the mode of the curious observer. And the curious observer is open, receptive, innocent. It is open to the unfamiliarity of things. So in the place of being able to receive information, we must be able to receive things that might be unknown to us. And unknown and unfamiliar tends to activate in us the part of us that wants to know. So here's this curious observer. It's relaxed, it's open. And then there is this other part of our awareness that is the critical vigilant judger, I call. And that part has a tendency to look at things from a place of not trusting, right? It's suspicious that something's not quite right. It fears extinction. It doesn't feel safe. It can be overly identified with certainty, right? So I think many of you can relate to this, yes? That when you're in this vigilant part of you, you get distracted into trying to judge and analyze what's happening, and you're no longer connected to your body. Yeah? Can everybody relate to that? Know it well. Yes. 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 So, yes, yes. So I'm not speaking anything really new, but I'm just giving definition to something that you know. And and while we're here, as I'm looking here, as you're answering, I'm curious, how many of you out there are body workers? Like, how many are you on this because you are wanting to learn more as a body worker? Me. Yes, me. Cool. Yep. I grew up dancing. Well, yeah, shiatsu, massage therapist, retired body worker, qigong, yoga for kids performer, biodanza, gymnastics. Wow, this is so amazing. Oh, yes, dancer. I want to learn how to maintain. Oh, it's going so much. Tango dancer. So cool. So many of you are already in this process. You probably already have this highly developed attunement, yes? Because the more you use your body in the attuned way, it actually brings in that information. So what I'd like to do in this this presentation is I want to invite some experiential interaction. How does that sound for all of you guys? Yeah? I want to bring you into yes, please. Because I'm not a professional presenter by it. I'm definitely a body worker by trade. Yay, yes. So I want to get my hands on all of you. I want to be able to connect to all of you through your bodies. Great. Awesome. So let's take a moment right now. And how is your body right now? So I'm going to ask you that so that you can drop back and feel, how are you doing right now? And this is a place to invite, as I ask you, how are you doing? The one answer that's not allowed is okay, right? I want to hear, you haven't showered yet. Sitting still, stiff. Oh, my goodness, tired. Neck tight, soft, relaxed, numb, mind a heavy head. Excited, open, warm, and a little icky. Just feeling relaxed. Okay, cool. Comfy, but the chair is too small. Excited, stiff, tense neck. Cool, so there's a lot of tense necks out there. You're ready. Oh, someone has a flu. Ah, yeah. So just keep on being, as we're seeing everybody answer this question of how your body's doing, take a moment to drop your awareness back. Yeah, you can drop your awareness back from the screen towards your body and feel into, yeah, breathing consciously, nice, burning from a workout. Ah, so much variety here. So cool. And so as you drop back into your bodies and you're feeling how you are, and you soften your focus so that you don't have to fully see me necessarily, but you can hear me, create more of like a peripheral awareness. Yeah, hopeful, nice. Let's see, bring our attention to our necks, since that was brought up by a few people. Let's bring our attention to our necks. Yeah, so just take a moment to feel your neck, however you can identify it. Maybe it's stiff, maybe it's numb. I know mine feels, yeah, I can feel a little bit of stiffness, a little tension around the front of my throat. And let's take our hands and make contact with your neck. Any way that feels comfortable, you can either put one hand on the back, maybe one a little bit on the front, or both hands. So make contact in some way. And you're welcome to either do this with eyes open or eyes closed, and make contact with your neck. And use your hands to be curious. So we're gonna invite this curious observer that's open and innocent, right? It's open to having a new experience. And as you connect and you land on your neck, be curious about the shape of it, right? The shape of it in your hands. You might feel the roundness of it, front to back. And then you might feel, as you just add a little bit of pressure, can you feel the texture of your neck? Can you feel the soft tissue, and then maybe some of it feels a little bit ropey? Whatever it is, just notice underneath your hands the texture of the skin. Notice left to right side. You can change your hands if you feel any ache in your shoulders. Just being present with the texture. Yeah, texture, shape. And then now, as you feel the texture and shape, and you squeeze hard enough that you are exploring it like as if it's clay underneath your hands, start to stretch the skin around a little bit, like you're curious about moving it. And as you do so, notice the sensations that respond to your touch, the sensations of this shape, so that you stretch enough the skin that you might start to have some sensation happen. And then now add some breath and breathe into this shape, this column of your throat. And imagine your breath had eyes on it, that it can spread the attention of your neck. You breathe in its shape, its texture. And then on your exhale, you just exhale and let go into your structure. You just relax into your skeleton. And then now on your next breath, let's invite, imagine that there was a sound to this texture of your skin, the sound to what's holding here. So you're going to inhale into your neck and then make a sound. It could be a sigh, something that might vibrate. And notice the effects of that. I notice that it slows me down as soon as I make a sound. Yeah. Stay with this now. And now notice if there's a response to your touch, like maybe your neck feels a little trapped under your touch, and start to move a little bit in response to your touch, whatever feels good. I see a comment saying, stretching my throat makes me think of sagging double chin. Now that's an example of your vigilant judger coming in, because as soon as you start judging your sagging skin, can you just stay with the curiosity of like, oh, check out how much your skin stretches around and what feels good. And now maybe, yeah, move your neck around from side to side, up, down. That's it, just one more big inhale. And then make again a sound. And let go of your neck. Bring your hands to your sides. And notice what is here now in your awareness of your body. You might take a moment or two to become aware with sensations and the subtle sensations. It could be heat, warmth. Oh, I had a big yawn. Yes, it feels warm. Lightness and tingling. Yeah, so right now your body is responding. Now my neck feels stiff. It's possible that you're connecting to the stiffness that's already lush, better rotation, warm and heavy, relief. Wow, this is big yawns. Yes, I definitely, in anyone's presence, if you yawn in my presence, I take that as a positive feedback to me. Because if you're yawning, your nervous system is starting to let go. It's unwinding. So feel free to yawn into my face. I can't actually see you, but you can yawn while I'm talking. And as you yawn, in fact, maybe start to a little stretch with that yawn. Yeah. Oh, more connected to tension and relaxation, all of it. Yes. Yes, so this is where we come to in our, when we come to this curious observer, there's two aspects that tell us where we are and receive information. And that one aspect is our openness, where we feel pleasure, where we experience, like even from doing that, some of you felt relief and warmth, right? So those are the attractive aspects. And imagine right now you could just breathe in those attractive aspects. You could, like as if it was a liquid substance, you could breathe in the positive aspects. Yes, and now on the other side, you may get connected to where you're holding tension. Someone mentioned saying they're feeling more tension. Well, it's very possible that you weren't connected and aware to the tension that was there. And now it could be in your really active. And naturally, our systems tend to want to protect to keep us from feeling these things. Ah, wow, I just realized I don't have to rub my neck quite so roughly to receive tension release. Yes, that your presence, your consciousness, it can be met with so much subtlety. This can be met with so much subtlety that we don't have to go in digging and pushing against the resistance to get the resistance to let go. And this has become one of the things that saved me as a body worker, because after, and I'm coming up on almost 30 years of doing body work, that when we come into the body and we push into tension, as a body worker, that tension starts to want to come into me. So where the question is always be, where can we meet the tension in the body and not feel effort or the push, but how can we meet that place in a way that we can receive it, that we can stay present to the pressure? So let's say as the receiver, that if I feel pressure in a part of my body where I'm holding tension, can I relax into it? Can I receive? But if I push past that, then the nervous system wants to check out and it wants to just be done to. It's like, oh, get rid of this tension, as opposed to what the body is wanting. It's wanting to communicate something. So what if all tension in the body has information in it? And we risk overriding that information, the subtle information that we need to keep us connected to the information of what feels right and good to us. So that was that's the main thing around these two ranges. So let's take this another step further. Let's go into our lower bodies, because as you saw in that image, there is a huge amount of innervation, right? So nerve branches of your spinal cord that are in your lower body. So let's take a moment and move your feet a little bit. Like maybe just start to pulsate your feet, you know, engaging just like your hands. And you might even do your hands as well. So you're feeling, waking up your feet, maybe lift your heels and lower your heels a few times. Make some ankle circles. Yeah. And then maybe even if you have some space in front of you, stretch out your legs one at a time so that you open up the back of your knees. Open up the back of your knees, uncrease the knees, as well as opening up the front of your hips a little bit. So you reach out and stretch. Good. And then now come back to stillness for a moment and bring your attention to the contact points of your feet on the floor. So you bring like your mind, imagine now we're bringing the feeling awareness of your mind down into your feet. And whatever you're contacting, whether it's a carpet, maybe you're on some wood, maybe you're on some linoleum, can you sense through your feet the actual texture? Maybe you might have some socks on, so you might be feeling through your socks. Can you feel the texture of your sock? And then feel down to underneath your sock to the floor. If it's carpeting, can you feel the texture of the nubs of it? And then send your feeling awareness. You're going to stretch, stay in that curious observer, right? So let go of that vigilant part of you that might be saying, am I doing this right, or questioning things, whatever it is. And send your awareness now, see if you can feel down into the floor itself. How thick is the floor? All the way down. Okay, there's some emotions coming up too, maybe some frustration, and stay with that, the frustration, and let there be some sensing down past your feet. And now that might wake up, I know for myself, that can wake up a little bit of like a feeling of like I'm floating, like I'm in Amsterdam and I'm on the first floor. And so as I extend my awareness past the floor, I start to get a little bit of vertigo of like, oh, I'm literally floating above ground. But then if you feel back to the floor again, and I see you, Graziella, I see that you're feeling some anger, but stay with the feeling attention in your body and come back now up your feet, up your legs. And now bring that same attention to the base of your body. So whatever you're sitting on, bring attention to the curves of the bones of the base of your body and add a little bit of movement to the base of your body. And now and stay with that curiosity and feel for the texture of what you're sitting on. You can add a little bit of movement to find out the texture, left side, right side of your sit bones. And just slightly move your pelvis around, feeling for the texture. Yes. Yeah, stay with me, you guys. So those are like asking questions right now. Stay with this for just a moment or two more. And yes, Cornelia, you can't see anyone else because we're in this webinar format. And in webinar format, there is only me and then panelists. And we didn't have anyone who wanted to be on the panel. So you're just getting me and your self-experience. So stay with the feeling sense. We'll come back into your pelvis and feeling down. And now place your hands on the top of the bowl of your pelvis. Feel the structure. And notice your response to touching this. Now, for those of you, there was someone who answered in the Q&A saying that they feel anger right now. Well, if your anger had a sound right now, if it feels connected to what's in your pelvis and in your legs, what would be that sound? And now respond to what's here between your hands with breath. Breathe into the shape. So allow yourself to explore the shape of your pelvis by touching it, moving your hands around front to back. And start to add some curiosity of stretching your awareness a little bit further to the inside of your pelvis. As you breathe into it, what is the texture on the inside? Like when you breathe down and you feel with your hands, what are you noticing? What are you noticing in this breath? Do you feel like a shape? Like I notice my belly stretching and deflating, like the muscles are pushing, and I feel this roundness of my belly. I feel there's this like a band of muscle. So feel free if you feel like you can answer in the Q&A. I feel balloon. I feel hollow. Yeah, breathe into this balloon, breathe into the hollowness and continue your curiosity of what this hollowness is filled with. And it may be like almost like you're looking through a foggy piece of glass. So it emerges. These sensory experience doesn't always have distinction as we do when we see things with our eyes. It may first be a fuzzy sense. Now breathe into this quality that's here, your balloon. And let's see, does anyone have any colors that they're connecting to in their pelvis? Red, yes, purple, dark green, pink. Cool, so now breathe in these colors. Yeah, it made me want to yawn. And now, as you do so, start to move and respond to how it would feel good to notice the sensations that come up when you move your pelvis, rocking it forward and back, side to side, letting your spine respond. Keep bringing breath down into your pelvis. Yes. Anything else that's coming up here as you're connecting to your pelvis? Anyone want to share what they're noticing? Power. Yeah, so there might be emotional content here. Is there any emotions that show up as you connect here? Is there a personality to your pelvis? Grounded. Sexuality, right? You feel maybe turned on. Sensual. Frustration and grief. Yes, all of it. Breathe into all of this, the frustration, the grief, the sensuality, and let your curious observer be with this, with the textures of it. The hum of it, the color of it, even the emptiness of it. If the emptiness had shape to it, what would it be? Is it expansive emptiness? Is it black emptiness? And add to this curiosity, a sense of, what would you like to know here? It's like, in fact, let's turn it the other way around. Let's invite this area to let you know, we're going to ask this part, is there anything this part would like you to know? So you're just going to go down into this part and say, belly, whatever, however you relate to this part of your body, this base of your body, and ask it, is there anything that you would like me to know right now? And whatever comes up, it could be an image, it might be a sensation. So whatever that is, let that pop up and breathe it in. And now start to gently squeeze this answer, like you're giving it a hug, like as if you're gonna hug a long lost friend, and you're gonna engage the flesh around your pelvis. So you're gently gonna squeeze around the muscles of your pelvis. You're gonna squeeze around this, whatever this answer was, and you're gonna squeeze it and let go. And then again, give it a nice gentle squeeze hug, not too hard, but just nice squeezing. And then as you squeeze, start to gently move within the squeeze. So you're gonna move the flesh of your pelvis around. You might raise some yawns. And then let that squeezing, like now you're gonna milk that sensation of the answer from your pelvis and move it up your spine, like as if you're a tube of toothpaste, and you're going to pick up and squeeze the flesh around your spine and move it up. Move it up your spine, milking, squeezing from the base and moving it up, letting your natural responsiveness happen. And you might feel as you do so, you'll bump up into some tension and just relax around that. Maybe make some sound now, make some little vibrational sound. Oh. Keep following what feels pleasurable. Stretch, yawn, moving down even through the legs. You might sit back, circle. Notice now your body should be responding to you feeling it. Like it starts to want to tell you more. So there might be some little tight spots, and you might feel them, and then breathe into them and welcome them with your breath and your awareness. And exhale. And then now slowly come to a still point and check in. How are you doing right now? What do you notice after that little bit of embodied exploration? After we've just activated your natural biological impulses, your breath, your movement, your sound. What's here now? Awakened, feeling more warmth, relaxed, excited. Now even more awake. I feel more sensual emotion, sad. Oh my God, what is with the contagious yawning? Yes, I know, keep going with that yawning. It's good. Like imagine you could spread that yawning down into like your chest. Tears, yeah, welcome those tears. It's like this is trapped emotion. The more you let those emotions come up, these are emotions that we tend to hold back in moments. Feeling old. Now, is that a judgment? Or what tells you you feel old, right? The feeling old might be a thought about a sensation in your body. So tell me, what is it that tells you you're feeling old? You're feeling dizziness and nausea. Yeah, so if you're feeling some dizziness, keep relaxing around it. Keep breathing exhales, breathing out anger. Yeah, now if that anger had some just like some movement to it, let it be like just a soft like kind of movement. Might be like little, oh, yeah. In fact, we're going to now unblock tensions. We're going to actually now imagine we're going to just shake all of what we just woke up in place, like as if now we were a jar of pennies or coins, and just start to shake a little bit of what we just woke up. Yeah, shake your arms, shake your head. Waking up creativity. Oh, I feel tension rising in my pelvis. Ah, it feels wonderful. I'm used to feel the outside with my skin, but feeling the inside, it's almost like touching my spine. Yes. So keep shaking a little bit of what's on the inside into place, like a little shiver, quiver. Keep letting some of that yawns happen. Don't forget your legs. As we're sitting here, we need to get that those legs happening. Yeah. Keep shaking a little bit. Make a little sound with that shake. Let that head go. I'm going to do so too. Yeah, let some of that emotional content out. Maybe some frustration. Some trapped joy can be here. Oh, and then stretch a little bit up. Like, find the space you've created inside. Yawn into it. Oh, yes, you can laugh at me. I know I'm weird. Laugh at how, yes. But, oh, it feels so good. Oh, yeah. And just take a moment now, settle into place. And feel the effects. Notice what's here. Now, one of the things that can happen, you can close your eyes, and I'm going to continue to speak to you as you're staying present with noticing. One of the things that can start to happen is that your nervous system, when it starts to experience new space, it can feel unfamiliar. That's one of the things that our vigilant, the vigilant critical part of us tries to contain, is that it wants to try and feel familiarity. And we avoid what's unfamiliar, especially in times when we're in stress. But see if you can soften into whatever might feel unfamiliar. So if you feel a little like spacey, just allow yourself to receive that spaciness. Be with it. Just notice that you're sitting on a chair. You're in a safe space right now to let yourself feel all this. And you might be feeling, yeah, some parts of you that are still holding. And can you be with that, both the open parts of you? Like, where are you more open? Right, we can shift our curious observer to feel the whole landscape of ourselves, both where we're open and then where there is tension. Now, what if that tension is your growing edge? Right, so the parts of you that are tight, restricted, the neglected part of you is actually where you are awakening more. So the more you bring attention to that awakening part of you, the resistance is there to bring your attention to what is about to emerge. So if you welcome that edge, so for example, if I stretch, if I just do a stretch from the side of my body, and then if I feel this side open, if I go like, oh no, I feel limitation, I go, this is not good. I don't want to feel that. I don't want to feel limitation. I never get a chance to let myself receive more space. So in order for myself to be able to digest the growing edge of myself, I must be present with where my limitations are, especially on the physical level. Because we risk pushing past things, and that's where we rip things, and that's where we start to become numb. We numb out parts of our body because we've pushed it so much that the sensory information gets overloaded by how much pressure we put on ourselves. So, so how's everyone doing? Yeah, I see alive, relaxed. Awesome. Awesome. Yay. Lighter, clearer. I would love, are there any tired? And maybe that's another part sometimes. It's like we need to relax. Yes, relax. You had to lay on the floor. I forgot to invite if you wanted to lay down on the floor. Thankful. Can I repeat about the resistance? Yes. So everything in our body is information. Now, all of it is valuable, including our resistance in our body. Resistance informs us to our boundaries. Now, some resistance is resistance out of habit. Some resistance is, just like a habit from a past trauma. And then we're still walking around with that resistance. But in order for me to let go of that resistance, I need to let myself feel it and be with it and be like, what does that resistance feels like, right? It feels like a closed fist. Oh, it feels like it's like what's underneath there. Oh, it feels like a little, and then I can feel into what this is wanting. What is this wanting? It wants breath, but I'm not going to force it open, right? Because it could be a little bit, it could shock it if I try and force it too. I'm just going to, it's wanting to reach. I'm going to keep following the pleasure of the stretch of my hand. Yeah, so we stay connected to that pleasure. I hope that answers that question. What can we do here? I want to open up to some questions. What can we do if we cannot feel our feet and legs? Can we improve the numbness and cold? Yes. So when you feel numb, is to stay present with the numbness, right? Because numbness itself might have shape to it. So if your feet feel numb, can you feel like maybe they feel like blobs of clay, or maybe it feels like chunks of ice? Breathe into feeling the actual shape and texture of that numbness. When you do that, you'll start inviting the feeling awareness, and that opens up, that will start to open up the receptivity back. Yeah, so there's parts of you. Can you say something about the yawning? What a process around it, or what is helpful for? I am recognizing about myself when it is some psychological resistance to process. Well, yawning, what if it's a... Yawning is a way that your nervous system unwinds, right? It literally gets your system to start to receive more. So the nervous system, when it's on fight or flight, it holds tension. When we start to feel more, we shift into the other mode of our nervous system, which opens to receive. It's the rest part of us. So the yawning could either be that your body's saying, I need rest and nourishment, or it's saying to you that you need some, that it's open to receive. So here we are. I think I'm going to pause here because we are, And I wanted to just speak a little bit about something that I am going to be exploring. So I am going to be exploring the 6-week online program that is a beta program that will bring more of these practices so that we can practice unfurling our nervous system to receive more. This helps us to become more present with our knowing in our bodies, which helps us, connects us to our purpose. It helps us also unwind blocks in our body that might be pain or even blocked immune systems. And if you are interested in doing this program, I'm going to start it in November, put your email address in the chat, because I will get a transcript of this chat, and you can put your email address into the chat so that I can let you know about this upcoming program. Cool. Otherwise, I just am so enjoyed being with all of you, especially those of you just that were engaging in the chat. I hope that this gives you something that you can take with you, that it can bring you into more joy and pleasure in life. And that's really what I'm all about, is the enjoyment of how cool. I mean, I am 50 years old, right? And I say this because you probably are looking at me and go, oh my God, she seems ageless, right? I'm a little goofy. I'm always learning new things. And I'm telling you, the fountain of youth is in staying open to your curiosity, to stay in the innocence, to be present to the newness of your own nervous system. So I think what we're going to have now is there's going to be a little video. I think, Renko, is that right? That
No, it was supposed to be at the beginning. So they will see it on the next session. So no problem. We will mention the sponsor. But so thank you, really. Now we are reaching the end of the presentation. Thank you for a really great presentation. I enjoyed it so much because I couldn't help to join the moment. Yes, this was really great. So just before we end, a few announcements. Let me see. So the next session coming up in an hour is Power Up with Energy Medicine with Donna Eden and David Feinstein. So make sure to join. You can also join our Facebook group discussions. So you can discuss with peers, and also you will see a button for a coffee breaks that will take you to Zoom meetings with attendees, so you can discuss what you just went through, experiences from the sessions and so. Our session sponsor is Ref Kelly from Evolve Move Play, and you will see, I think, in the chat, you will get his website. And yes, the presenter website was shared. You will see it in the chat. And also, as you know, the recording is free for the next 48 hours, but there are so many sessions, and I think that none of us will be able to watch all in this, even with these 48 hours, there is new sessions coming. So be sure to check the possibility of upgrading so we can own the recordings library. And so not only the recordings of all the sessions, but you also get the session cheat sheets, notes, and audio files, so you can enjoy the sessions on the go. And learning lists for a structured, almost university-like experience. So this is like thousands of sessions, and with this you will be able to structure your way through them. Also worth to remember, it's 50% off during the conference. After the conference, it's gonna go up. And so hit the upgrade button. It's going to be a great gift for yourself and also for people around you, because you will be more embodied. And with this, you will also be helping others so they can watch all of this free. And now, just before we end, I will ask you, Lara, to give us your top tip for embodiment so you can really wrap up this session.
Cool. So my top tip is to stay in your subtle responsiveness. Every once in a while throughout your day, just stay with subtle sensations and let yourself respond to those subtle sensations with your breath, your movement, and your sound and touch. And once you start doing that, you can't go wrong. So thank you all so much. I hope to connect with some of you in the future.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. So, such a great session. Thank you.